This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. Many people who experience anxiety during the day notice that it often gets worse in the evening as they try to go to sleep. Today, I'm answering a question from a woman who is struggling with this issue. Having anxious thoughts at night is actually fairly common. Daily life provides distractions from anxious thoughts. People busy themselves with all the things that need to be done and their various interactions with other people as a way of often escaping anxiety. But at night, there's nothing to distract from the various thoughts and worries that are swirling around in your head. Another reason anxiety worsens at night is that the fatigue from the day makes it more difficult to cope and to be positive about our worries. The brain just doesn't have the energy needed to put anxiety into perspective. And this creates the perfect storm for a flurry of anxious thoughts. And because having anxious thoughts before bed can make it harder to get a quality night's sleep, it can make you more tired and less able to cope with future instances of nighttime anxiety. And as you can see, it can become a destructive downward spiral. Anxiety is the anticipation of a future threat. It's different from fear, which is the emotional response to an imminent threat. Fear is the response to something known or understood, but anxiety is about an unknown or something poorly defined, something that may or may not happen in the future. Fear and anxiety can both trigger your body's stress response, known as the fight, flight, or freeze response. It is a physiological reaction to something your body has perceived as a threat. And in response to this threat, your adrenal glands make more cortisol, a hormone that then goes on to trigger the release of blood sugar and fat into your blood. This gives you a boost of energy, which, if there were an actual threat going on, would be a good thing. In other words, if you spotted a bear, you would hope your adrenal glands would alert you, pump out some cortisol, and you would now have the blood sugar and fat in your system to run far and run fast. These hormones also increase your heart rate and blood pressure to help more blood reach your muscles, your heart, and other organs, so you'd be ready to fight or run away from whatever the threat is. In your brain, extra oxygen will sharpen your senses, increase your alertness. And from an evolutionary perspective, you can see that the body's stress response is critical to survival as a species. It's also easy to see how the hormonal surge of a stress hormone, however, is not conducive to sleep. The common stressors of our modern lives, the possibility of failing a test or being laid off from a job, might not be life-threatening, but the anxiety they cause still elicits the same type of stress response. Chronic stress that runs in the background for long periods of time can be dangerous, because the body doesn't receive a clear signal to turn it off back to normal functioning. Chronic overexposure to stress hormones puts you at a higher risk for health problems, including cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disorders, Alzheimer's disease, certain kinds of cancer, depression, and anxiety disorders overall. But you don't have to have a clinically diagnosed anxiety disorder to feel the effects of chronic stress, especially if it's disrupting your sleep. These are hardly ideal ingredients for a good night's sleep. And there is a relationship between anxiety and sleep. It is what is called a bidirectional relationship, meaning they feed into and promote one another. They create a self-perpetuating cycle without one root cause. Anxious thoughts cause or worsen sleep problems, and lack of sleep exacerbates anxiety. For an anxious mind, the quiet and stillness of bedtime is the perfect breeding ground for negative thinking and rumination. Rumination being an obsessive thinking about an idea, situation, or a choice, especially when it's interfering with normal mental function. So constant repetitive thoughts about a problem or a future problem can interfere with your ability to fall asleep. Sleep latency is the amount of time it takes you to fall asleep. When stress and anxiety from your daytime follow you into bed, it will likely take you longer to fall asleep. When anxious thoughts delay the sleep onset, it isn't just about the minutes or the hours of sleep you're missing. You can start to feel anxious and frustrated specifically about how long it is taking you to fall asleep. And that becomes one more thing that a lot of people ruminate over. Another problem that's made worse by nighttime anxiety is something called sleep fragmentation. It is the repetitive, short interruptions of sleep that can make you feel tired the next day. Waking up in the middle of the night and your mind immediately going to an anxious thought that you went to bed with might put you back at square one of experiencing prolonged sleep latency that further cuts into the amount of sleep you get. And sleep debt is the running total of the amount of sleep that you missed as compared to the sleep that your body needed over a two-week period. When anxiety makes it hard to get to sleep, your sleep debt will go up. High sleep debt causes cognitive difficulties and impedes your ability to feel and function your best. Over the long term, high sleep debt or chronic sleep deprivation can increase your risk of high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, depression, heart disease, and other health problems. So getting caught up in the vicious cycle of anxiety and sleep loss is unfortunately too easy and can escalate. So with that, right after the break, we'll get to my listener's question.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome back. Let's get to my listener's question and see, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, I find that in the hour or so before bedtime, I am more nervous and worried than I am during the day. I tend to get riled up and start thinking about potentially bad things happening and what to do about it. I feel very tense. Then when I try to go to sleep, it keeps me up. I'm lying there with spiraling, concerning thoughts, and I feel jittery and like I'm just wide awake. It takes me too long to fall asleep. If I wake up during the night, the same thing can happen, where I am suddenly worrying about stuff, which makes it hard to get back to sleep. This is making it increasingly hard to get a good night's sleep. I would like to find a way to worry less at night. Can you help? People who have difficulty with anxiety often find it's worse at night. But even people who don't experience that much anxiety during the day can find they have too much anxiety at nighttime. The day's stresses catch up with them and they are more tired and less about to be distracted by something else taking up their attention. Their minds turn to worry. As you have noticed, this can interfere with the ability to relax enough to drift off to sleep. You allude to feeling nervous in your mind, but also in your body. Indeed, there is a strong relationship between mind and body. And often, by calming your body, you can also calm your mind. This is why it can be very helpful to have various techniques aimed specifically at relaxing your body, which you do an hour before bedtime, to really purposely relax. Examples would be slow-paced deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, taking a warm bath, meditation practice. Choose two that you like and do them in the hour before bed. Also, about an hour before bed, try writing down a brief list of worries. As you write them down, remind yourself these are just the list of worries, and you will attend to what you might want to do about them tomorrow. By writing them down, you are acknowledging them and then putting them away for the night. Avoid screen time in the hour before bed, as it tends to increase stress and anxiety. Avoid any caffeinated drinks after noon of the day, as even by evening, they can have a late effect. Make your sleeping area conducive to sleep, which means very dark, cool, very quiet, and turn your clock around so you are not staring at it, worrying about why you have not fallen asleep yet. Lie down, and if tense, do some paced deep breathing or progressive muscle relaxation in your bed. If anxiety persists and grows, then you may wish to have an evaluation by a mental health professional to see about other treatments for anxiety. But often, employing good sleep hygiene and an hour of targeted relaxation before bed really does the trick. Good sleep hygiene habits and a relaxing bedtime routine can help you get the sleep your body needs. Stress and anxiety from your day can threaten to keep you up at night, so it helps to have tools to interrupt your body's stress response. By adding relaxation techniques to your evening wind down, you can train your mind to release anxious thoughts and get into a relaxation mode. First is something called autogenic training. It's actually a technique that uses verbal commands to encourage your body to deeply relax by mentally visualizing it. The goal is to make your mind and body respond to what you're telling it. So, for example, saying things to yourself like, "My arms are becoming warm and heavy." Another technique is progressive muscle relaxation, which helps prepare your body for sleep one area at a time. So starting from your feet, toes, and moving up the body, you will focus on tensing and then relaxing each muscle group before moving on to the next muscle group, tensing to a count of five, and then relaxing. Relaxing your tongue and jaw can actually be especially calming for nighttime. The goal is actually to bring the parasympathetic nervous system back online, which tells the body to rest, the opposite of the sympathetic nervous system, which is saying fight and flight. Another technique is relaxing sounds from a white noise machine. So examples would be using something like gently rolling ocean waves or a quiet mountain breeze that's rustling the leaves. Finding one that puts you at ease and can help you through sound create a feeling of calm and serenity. Breathing techniques are very helpful in promoting relaxation, especially at night, because they draw your focus away from thoughts and onto your breath. So, diaphragmatic breathing or belly breathing is deep breathing designed to engage the diaphragm, which lowers the heart rate and stabilizes your blood pressure. A particular breathing technique that is basically the 4-7-8 breathing is when you elongate the exhalation of your breath, which sends a signal to your brain that it's safe and not in danger, which helps again to move to the parasympathetic nervous system. longer exhalation than inhalation slows your heart rate. You empty your lungs of all the air. Then you inhale through your nose to a count of four. Then hold your breath in for a count of seven and exhale slowly and evenly through your mouth to a count of eight. Repeating this four or five times can help you, especially if used in bed, to fall asleep. Some people find yoga and the breathing and movement associated with it to calm them down at the end of the day. Yoga movement has been shown to increase levels of GABA, or gamma aminobutyric acid, a neurotransmitter that slows activity in the nervous system, which calms stress and helps to decrease negative feelings. Using good sleep hygiene and relaxation may help you decrease your anxious thoughts enough to drift off to sleep. And that, unfortunately, can be especially frustrating when you wake up a few hours later and again have difficulty getting back to sleep. But what you need to do is avoid getting caught up in replaying those anxious thoughts. So start again with your deep breathing, the 4-7-8 method, or progressive muscle relaxation if that works better for you. Using guided imagery, in other words, visualizing something serene and pleasurable, a beautiful spot, added to this can help relax you. But I do want to say that if you can't fall asleep after a reasonable amount of time, don't stay in bed for too long. Instead, it's better to do what's called a sleep reset. Basically, this helps prevent your brain from forming or strengthening an association between your bed and being too wakeful. So, to reset, get out of your bed and do something relaxing. Yes, even if it's the middle of the night. Read a boring book. Listen to soft music. But be sitting up. And then when you start to feel sleepy, return to your bed. It's also important to keep in mind to avoid artificial light. You can do this by using screens that have blue light blockers or by using blue light blocking glasses. It's relatively easy to find either of these things. But basically, starting in the evening, you really want to avoid artificial light exposure. Eliminating anxiety and excessive mental stimulation in general are the key to getting better sleep. It's important to do what you can to escape the vicious cycle of sleep loss and anxiety before it builds. Diagnosing crippling anxiety and anxiety disorders should actually be handled by a mental health professional. So if that is what's going on and it's really interfering with your day, then you should get an evaluation and likely treatment. But anyone who is experiencing more of just the evening anxiety can take steps on their own to improve their sleep hygiene and adopt relaxation techniques that make it easier to calm their mind and fall asleep. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All senders remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.